Joining us from Juneau to talk about what's been going on this week is Alaska Public Media statewide affairs reporter Kavitha George. First of all, Kavitha, how's the weather?
Oh, it's classic Juneau, rainy and windy.
Okay, good to hear. We can count on some things staying the same. Meanwhile, things in the legislature have been somewhat unpredictable this week, but now we can say the House is organized, right?
That's right. So we definitely went into the start of the session thinking that we could absolutely see a repeat of the last few cycles when stalemates in the House dragged on for weeks while representatives tried to form a coalition, and basically no other legislative business could happen during that time. And I should mention, a coalition is a majority group of lawmakers, so you need more than 20, who band together, usually on ideology or shared positions on specific issues, to form the majority caucus. And then they're able to elect a speaker and decide on other leadership roles. And going into the first day on Tuesday, there was no established coalition, and the House adjourned without a speaker. And then somewhat surprisingly, on Wednesday, Wasilla Republican Kathy Tilton was elected House Speaker, and she announced that Republicans had formed a coalition.
Okay, so how did that all come together? I mean, what happened in the meantime?
So it looks like 19 Republicans, and that's all Republicans except Kodiak Representative Louise Stutes and Wasilla Representative David Eastman, joined forces with the Bush caucus to form a majority that's led by Tilton. And the Bush caucus is made up of four rural Democrats and independents. That's Bryce Edgman from Dillingham, C.J. McCormick from Bethel, Neil Foster from Nome, and Josiah Petkutuk from Ukiagvik. Forming a coalition was always going to come down to folks in the middle. And Representative Foster noted yesterday that the Bush caucus has historically worked across the aisle with both left-leaning and right-leaning majorities. He said that they're really just focused on rural issues like power cost equalization and infrastructure.
So this is kind of a shift from the last few years when Democrats have mostly led in the House majority, right? Is that going to signal a change as far as what actions the House takes this year?
It does. You know, Tilton said that this is a coalition that is bound by shared policy goals. She's kind of repeated the phrase fiscal stability as one goal, but it's unclear what that really means. She did mention it could potentially involve a state spending cap. She said they also want to take a look at election issues. Some members of the majority have been a part of a Republican push to repeal ranked choice voting, for example. I'll also note that the majority as it stands now is very politically mixed. And I think one thing to watch where this could cause roadblocks is the PFD, because you have Republicans like Tilton, for example, who support a full statutory PFD, and then others like Edgman, who do not want to overdraw the permanent fund. House infighting has certainly been a theme the last few years, and I think representatives are pretty cognizant of that reputation. So everyone from Tilton to Bush caucus Democrats are saying that they're really committed to working together this session.
Right. And for now, we can pretend it's a nice, big, happy family. Okay, so that's the House. What's going on over in the Senate?
Yeah, things are a lot smoother in the Senate. The Senate organized way back in November, so they've hit the ground running this week. The majority, and actually it's a supermajority, is led by Kodiak Republican Gary Stevens. And it's a broad 17-member bipartisan caucus, almost evenly split between Republicans and Democrats. Their priorities this year are upping funding for education, teacher workforce development, and restoring a defined benefit pension plan for state employees. There are three senators who are not in the majority. They are North Pole area Senator Robert Myers and MATSU senators Mike Schauer and Shelley Hughes. They were mostly left out of committee assignments, and that's because Schauer and Hughes in particular have ruffled feathers and not really gotten along with other members. Senator Stevens said this week that they could revisit committee assignments later in the session if Schauer and Hughes prove themselves easier to work with.
This is all very interesting. So technically, there are bipartisan majorities in both chambers, but it sounds like the House leans further right. How are we anticipating the Senate and House working together, though?
So the House and Senate work in tandem on legislation and on the budget. So even though work on these issues might start independently in each chamber, at some point, the other chamber is going to have to sign off. And both sides are going to have to make some judgments on what they can get past the other one. For example, the Senate has already indicated that they are not interested in repealing ranked choice voting, which does not bode well for those efforts in the House. The PFD is also likely going to have a lot of back and forth as well. Senator Stevens said this week that he doesn't think the state can afford the $3,800 dividend that Governor Dunleavy proposed last month. And we already talked about some of the conflicting interests in the House there. So I'd say strap in for some robust discussions.
We certainly will stay tuned. Thanks for joining us, Kavitha, and stay dry.
Thanks, Casey.
That was Alaska Public Media's statewide affairs reporter, Kavitha George, in Juneau.